Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is the 8th of November. I cannot believe it's 8th November. Well, I guess I should, because this
Christmas.
Last Friday was the 5th of November.
It really is already
7:05,
Christmas.
7:06 in the morning. I am joined by Bad Bob.
If you got to work this morning and there was no one there, you didn't set your clock.
There you
that
go.
That means you missed a day, because it actually all day yesterday was an hour earlier.
And we found out that when we put that change into our computer, it doesn't necessarily mean that the computer enjoys us. They didn't wake up in time to put it in.
What do you think of daylight savings time? Do you think we really need it?
Yeah.
And really, daylight savings time was what? It was, I thought it was originally...
you can go
created.
Down
this. No, it was created for it because of the war. They needed more longer hours to fight in the wars. Am I incorrect in that?
Well, it was originally proposed by Ben Franklin back in his day, and was on again, off again. Interesting that state of Arizona and Hawaii have never adopted daylight savings time. It's a mixed bag, in my opinion. You might want to stay on daylight time, because, well, it was nice to come to work in the... With the dawn coming up, and it's in the valley is so pretty first thing in the morning. Of course, I'll be going home in the pitch black. So it's mixed
bag. Really don't think it's good for your body.
Speaking of good for your body, it's Linda. Hi, good morning there, hon. How are you today? What's the weather going to be at?
Oh, happy Monday. Oh, yeah. You know what we love about Monday? I'm going to tell you about the weather here. It's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60 today. Right now, 39. I love it. Actually, I'm not feeling it's that 39 sounds chilly, but it's that bone kind of, not bone chilly, but nice to have that
a
cold on your air.
Morning.
We, yesterday...
brings tingle to your cheeks.
What's nice about a Monday morning, think about that. It's a time to actually reflect on what happened with the week before, the weekend, and know that you're going to plan out your week, what was happening this week. And, of course, our weekend was very much dedicated to so many things regarding our veterans. And this week coming up, so many things dedicated to our veterans. Over the weekend, there was the MASH production. The final evening was Saturday night. We had a full house. It was so much fun. Congratulations to all of those cast members and crew, over 50 people who have come together that did seven performances. And I just thought about the intensity of coming to something, or A, didn't get paid a cent, did it for the passion, did it for the camaraderie, did it for the love of theater. And I had heard through people who had worked the show on the outside that there was, for those many performances, there were no egos, there was no diva-ish behavior, that everybody came together and there was a fun, flowing run. So congratulations to all of the MASH team, and for all of you, the community, that came out to support people coming together to just celebrate theater and the veterans.
It was. It was a, well, you know, MASH is MASH, but the number of people there, I was there for the two nights that you were singing, and it was, you know, there were a lot of people in the house, you know, not a packed house, but that packed, you know, the house, you know, it holds 600 and something people, so I'd say that there's a minimum of half full or more.
And let's not forget that it was a fundraiser for West Side Performing Arts.
That's right.
Which, that money that you paid to come see that theater, I love this whole win-win thing, goes towards scholarships for those kids who can't afford to take music lessons, to have a theater experience because of the cost of what it may be to be in a class. And so, Trish Harris, congratulations. And the girls that were in the USO, oh my gosh, five phenomenal numbers of incredible harmony. So that was great. And then, of course,
the parade.
The parade
out in the city of Shasta Lake is had at least, what, over 80 entries in it. It had two bands. It had floats. It had marching groups. It had, you know, one of my favorite marching groups is that Buckeye Cuties, those little baton twirlers, right? And so here they come down there dressed in their pink, and they are just twirling their little batons, and they're marching, and one little girl was like 25 yards
like
behind.
A block behind them.
She was, no, it wasn't a block. It was like 25 yards, but she was at her... She was at Words Mean Things.
Okay.
She was 25 yards behind. If it's a block, it's like 100
Trailing
yards.
Trailing far behind.
She
How's
was
that?
Walking slow at her own pace. She was marching at her own pace, dragging her baton. She was like, what, three?
Her face was down,
oh,
looking at the
it
ground.
Was,
she did
it was
not,
so cute.
She was grumpy, and she did not want to be there.
Yeah, well, she was, and the mom that was with her was just, you know.
Lisa
just,
Callahan.
Yeah, Lisa was just cheering her on, but that was cute.
Very involved with the whole
they were the beauty. But the parade itself was a wonderful, wonderful parade. If you have not been out there, the weather was beautiful. If you haven't been out for that parade, you have missed so much. It, you know, like I said, it's like the largest one in northern California, obviously. But they paid tribute to Korean veterans 60 years this year that the Korean War started. They had jeep loads of Korean veterans. They had floats with Korean veterans. It was just a wonderful time. So,
and of course,
thank
the
you
cars.
To the Lions Club and the
yes.
City of Shasta Lake
yes.
and all of the people that put that on. What a great job. You know, I mean, I can't say enough about it. And if you didn't go there, you really missed something. And I hope that next year that all of y'all will put that day down in your calendar. And we got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460. Yeah, it was really fun over the weekend, like I said. So many events that we attended and people said, gee, we miss you on the radio. And I said, hello, 1460. Just go 1460 on
your
dial.
Tell your friends.
Yeah, and that was kind of cool because they were, really? And today is going to be mostly sunny. I loved the weather. I love when there are clouds. I don't know how you feel about that, but yesterday was a phenomenal day. You had the surge of the rainstorms, and then you had clear skies, but with these looming clouds. And I was telling Carl, you know, when it's raining and it's a gloomy day, it's a day that you just, you don't want to really be out in that. But a day like yesterday, like when we did there was a veteran appreciation moment at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in
Anderson,
and they asked Carl to speak, and it was going to be inside, there was going to be outside, there was going to be inside, so we did it outside, and there were sprinkles, and I came to think, Carl, and
I could see lightning coming towards
yes,
us.
Yes, and there were sprinkles, but we stayed out there, and they had crepe paper, and kids with bike contests, and all this stuff.
Rain never hit.
And I thought about the veterans, well, yes, we had sprinkles.
Sprinkles, but I mean the big rain
no,
didn't hit.
But it was enough to make people go, ooh, but nobody went, ooh, and we stayed in there as the sprinkles came, which could have been an outburst in
I've
any
heard
moment.
Bob go, ooh.
But my point is that all those veterans that were sitting out there, the World War II, the Pearl Harbor, the Korean, the Vietnam, same thing. But, you know, I know you're probably thinking, what's the difference? But, I mean, there were all the veterans that represented so many things. And I thought, you know, when the sprinkles came and the rain came, they didn't have the luxury of being able to run inside. I mean, in all kinds of weather, our veterans served us outside in crazy tsunami-like weather, if it had to be that way.
Just the way it was. Anyway, that was a good time there at the they put on really a nice event, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And, PGR was there. They honored the Korean War veterans. They honored all the veterans, of course. Then they had this great feed afterwards. I mean, the food covered three tables, and it was free, and they had, you know, hot apple pie.
Homemade,
everything
homemade.
Was homemade. It was great. So we want to thank the people there that asked us to be a part of it. You know, there's some other things that are coming up this week, and we want to talk about things that are coming up. But remember RABBA. RABBA is in the middle of an attempt here to gather donations, and you can. And these donations are to let veterans ride free on the bus lines. A lot of our veterans are coming through some tough times right now, And in public transportation is really important to them. So RABA has said, we are going to give free passes on, you know, to the veterans, and you can donate to help that happen. Just go into RaboBank, and the one in Anderson or the one right here in Reading, or you can call 378-2280 and just give a donation over the phone, and that'll be the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. They're set up to provide being able to take credit cards or debit cards. So RaboBank or 378-2280, you know, and help a veteran get a ride and get around town here.
Okay, you know, I like to do a little bit of history. Let me just quickly talk about on this day, November 8th, you know, Superman could see through the walls with his X-ray vision, and so could Ray Milland in his title role, X, the Man with X-ray Eyes. He's the guy that played the unstable scientist. Well, Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen, a scientist, but hardly unstable, took the first X-ray pictures on this day in 1895. It wasn't his eyes he was using, but his brain. He had been experimenting with electricity, but failed to turn off the machine. The device he was working with overheated and emitted rays. After a number of hours of head-scratching, writing equations, and much hypothesis, Röntgen came upon the scientific principle that would allow him to take X-ray pictures.
Matter of fact, if you go to the Google homepage, you see a graphic to commemorate that.
Oh, that's what I love. Brainy people. Also this day, 1880, of course, Sarah Bernhardt made her American stage debut. We're going to skip through 1904, Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States, who had succeeded the assassination of William McKinley, was elected to term in his own right this day. In 1932, the team of Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein debuted with their show, Music in the Air. The Broadway production continued for 342 performances.
Let me tell you why I think that Friday was one of my big days.
Okay.
On Friday.
This day in history.
MSNBC suspended Keith Olbermann. You know what? What a great day for America. Keith Olbermann gets suspended out of MSNBC for what?
What?
Giving donations to political political groups or people. The full amount.
What was he thinking?
It came out to $2,500. But these are people he also had on his show.
What was he thinking?
He was thinking that he's Keith Olbermann. He can do anything he wants. And, you know, when you think about it, they suspended him. And for how long? Well, he'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday. It wasn't a big suspension, but it really was a slap in his face. But also MSNBC was taken on by many papers and other media outlets because of their coverage of the elections. They put Chris Wallace... Oh, the Tingler, they put Rachel Maddow, they put Olbermann, they put their opinion pieces, their talking heads, on to do the election coverage. And it was horrible. It was, you know, Fox, who put their news people on it, as opposed to O'Reilly and, O'Reilly, Hannity, and that group, who were just, you know, they made some comments, but not a lot. Clearly outclassed MSNBC. In fact, MSNBC, I think, and CNN were, you know, both of their totals of people watching them couldn't even match Fox's. Now, you can go around and, you know, slap at Fox and all that, but a lot of people listen to Fox. But here's the thing about Keith Olbermann. He gave money to people he had on his show, and, you know, it's you can't do that. We did not. We're not, of course, in the same money range. We don't donate to political candidates. We can't. Because if you do it, then you're endorsing them. If you're endorsing them, then you know, everything you say is suspect anyway. Now, on the other hand, here's Olbermann, who has had all these people on the show and gave him $100 million worth of publicity, maybe, or $1 million worth of publicity, and that's okay. But to give him the $2,500 was wrong. Frankly, just having him suspended just made my day.
Well, you know, you're looking at me, and I had to turn my watch back. I have a wind-up watch, and I went, well, it's not 8:30. In case you're just tuning in, folks, guess what? I don't know where you were this weekend, but it's really 7:23.
Well, maybe it's just us.
said, well, you know, we had to do our clocks, and one of the things...
I think
that
we're still doing them.
One of the things we didn't do was the windy-up watch.
Okay, this week, Marine Corps birthday ball going to be on Wednesday. Marine Corps birthday, we're going to have some Marines in here that day. It's going to be, we're going to be celebrating 235 years of Marine Corps service. There's going to be a ball at the Holiday Inn on Wednesday, 10 November. If you want any information for that, I think they're probably pretty much sold out, but you can't tell. But if you want to go, if you're thinking about going, call 530-357-3246. 357-3246.
This is one of those events, of course. I wasn't aware of these, you know, events, of course, until I met Carl, but very steeped with tradition. I mean, you do the Commandant, you do a taped message from him. There is a way that you start it and end it, and all the ritualistic part of it is really fascinating.
It is, and we have we try to have a good time. And these are Marines of all ages, and that just, you know, just mark the anniversary of our birth of our Marine Corps. Also, tomorrow, on the second Tuesday of every month from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., Hilltops Estates Retirement Community salutes our veterans. For all veterans and surviving spouses, you can go to Hilltop Estates for a free lunch special of tri-tip sandwiches for the first 50 veterans and surviving spouses. Also, with Veterans Day coming up, have we done a commercial yet?
No.
Yes, we better. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 605-4567. It's 728 already.
Well, let's talk about what happened over the weekend with the rain. It was pretty fabulous. But there's been a report that that occasionally our soaked Redding on Sunday really did a number farther north. Steve Goldstein, who is a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Sacramento, said a weather monitoring station at Shasta Dam reported a soggy 3.56 inches of rainfall. Can you imagine that?
That was just on Sunday morning, I believe. It was hitting pretty hard. So
today's going to be mostly sunny, and we're excited about that. Lots of clouds, and yep. I'm looking for the exact number that they forecasted the weather to be, which is currently 37 degrees if you're just tuning
in. I think it's going to get enough to
tune in. And it's going to be a high of 60 today. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
You know, in our next segment, we're going to have a gent by the name of Gary Douglas from the AmVets is going to come in. We're going to be talking about a seminar he's having today right up at Tobacco and Brew beginning at 9 a.m. today. So we're only going to have him for a little while. But we're going to talk about discussing and filing claims, those types of things that that veterans have earned through their term in the service. And then we're going to be talking, we're going to have a number of interesting guests on today, including introducing our newest radio program, debuting next Sunday. This is Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. It is 7:34 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, or you can go to KCNR1460.com. Listen to a stream on the radio and chat with us at the same time. So you can listen, chat. We don't always say we answer every chat, but we look at every chat, and we take some of your suggestions. Some we don't because they're physically impossible.
Currently 37 degrees. Today's November 8th.
November 8th. This is Veterans Week. You know what? This is Veterans Week, and we are proclaiming this week as Veterans Week in Redding. KCNR 1460 is proclaiming this is Veterans Week. It started Saturday with the parade, and it's going to go all the way through next Sunday because of all the events we have. And speaking of events, one of the big ones right here is there's going to be a seminar at Tobacco and Brew. Pay attention here, Coach Bob. At Tobacco and Brew, 2141 Hilltop Drive. It's going to begin at 9 a.m. today. And Gary Douglas, our guest, is the one that's putting it on. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, and good to be back in Reading again.
Yeah, great to see you. Thank you, and welcome to the show.
The Maurice Johannesson AmVets, post number 4, sponsoring this program. And you are coming in here to talk to people. This is like the second or third time you've done this. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So what should people come down and expect from their seminars?
Well, what I'm doing is I'm giving the basic information about claims. What is a claim? What is a pension? What are the goodies that are out there for our veterans that are unknown? And I'm here to talk about that and to help prepare claims. Good claims to send forward to the VAROs, the VA regional offices.
Now, there's a lot of questions about, you know, the difference between a retirement and a combat-related retirement.
Correct. You're talking about the CRSC, combat-related special compensation?
Right.
Yes.
There's a lot of confusion in that, I believe.
Yes, there is, and that's because you have two entities of major federal government proportions. You have the Department of Defense, then you have the Veterans Administration, and then, of course, for some reason, those two don't connect to make this an easier process.
Can you tell the difference? Tell our listeners the difference there.
Well, combat-related special compensation is, I'll use my Vietnam vets as an example, Agent Orange exposure. You're not granted a benefit just because you were exposed to Agent Orange. You are granted, however, for the conditions that are secondary to that particular chemical. As we know that Agent Orange is one of the most wicked chemicals that we have ever created, man has ever created. And there are 14 cancers that are associated with it. Parkinson's disease is one of the new ones. And, of course, ischemic heart disease, which is lack of oxygen to the heart muscle. But if you have those conditions, then we file a claim. That is a compensation. Compensation is tax-free money, and it's to help to improve your quality of life. The other benefit that folks get confused about is called...
And now that does not impact on, say, for our veterans who are retired. That does not impact on their regular retired pay.
As a matter of fact, it gives them an increase on their pay. Because back when George Bush waved his pen, he made sure that the veterans of our country were rewarded instead of what was happening in the past. And that would be the veterans were getting their retirement checks, but they were not entitled to the VA. Well, now our vets are entitled to both. And when you have a combat injury or combat-related, then you're paid in addition to your retirement.
Okay.
Can I come in just for a second and ask a question? Gary, because, you know, I share with us Agent Orange. We always think when we see these films, it's that the orange cloud that was dropped, like napalm kind of stuff. What is Agent Orange?
Agent Orange is a byproduct, actually, and it's one of the most powerful, again, one of the most powerful chemicals that we ever created. It's a defoliant is the best way to describe it. I was not in Vietnam, so I can't tell you what I saw. However, I've got uncles and father and the ones that were there, and they told me one day the jungle would be green, and as soon as they would spray it, the next day it was brown. It would just kill it immediately. Again, during the time that they were spraying the Agent Orange, they were telling our troops that this is not harmful, there's no problem with it, it's helping us out. But the unfortunate thing is chemicals that we use, they get into our system, and if it's killing plants, you better bet it'll kill us.
From what I understand also is that for one thing, the government for a long time fought against anything that had to do with Agent Orange. They're saying, wait a minute, these debilitating illnesses had nothing to do with Agent Orange. And then they found out, okay, maybe this one does. And then I guess, you know, now I think they just, in the last month or two, they just came up with two other, the last one, as far as, yes, Agent Orange can cause this. And it's remarkable that the government took so many years, one, to fight against Agent Orange and the effects it could have, against a lot of evidence to the contrary. And now, though, it seems like they're trying to catch up and make it right.
You're right. The reason I do my job, Colonel Bott, is I'm part of the promise kept. If we send our young men and women, our sons, our daughters, our nieces and nephews, someone has to make sure that they're taken care of. And the promise is, when you raise your right hand and swear an oath to our country is swearing an oath to you to take care of you. I don't know that back in Abraham Lincoln's day when it was created that chemicals were the picture. I think it was bullets and typical war, the old-time war. But now what it is our Iraqi OIF veterans. I'm seeing a lot of young men and women with cancers.
Well, I tell you what, we've got to take a break. Let's just let's hold it right there, because when we come back, Gary, we can talk about that. But I also want to talk about traumatic brain injury. I want to talk about post-traumatic stress.
Excellent.
What was the non-depleted uranium on that one?
Yes.
And just a couple of other things, too, in our remaining time. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Gary Douglas, a veterans advocate from AmVets. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 has a good bump, Bob.
1460 on your dial. We're taking your call, 605-4567.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley and his guys put in great dish satellite. They put in surround sound. They put the whole thing in for you. They're a local company. Been in business since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne, Doug Tooley is. So give him a call, 244-1988. That's 244-1988. You'll be talking to another Reading person, not somebody from a country far, far away, who really doesn't even care about you, because Doug and his people do. That's B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Our guest is Gary Douglas from AmVets. He's holding seminars up at Tobacco and Brew today. And let me see, I guess it's today and tomorrow?
I'll be here, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll be here to serve. And actually, Thursday is Veterans Day, but I'll serve vets on Veterans Day.
Okay. In fact, that's a good day. If you're, you're probably off that day and go by and see him. Now, Gary's going to be giving a seminar on those benefits that veterans have earned. And I want people to understand this. This is not giveaways. This isn't something that they just hand out to veterans. These are benefits that the veterans have earned for their service. Sometimes they're injuries. Sometimes it can be results of physical injuries. It doesn't have to be in combat. Is that right?
That's
Aaron?
Correct. Post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the newest rulings that have come down in the last year or so. It was very difficult for us to prove post-traumatic stress disorder unless you had a combat action ribbon or a combat infantry badge. In light of the new studies, and that's one thing that the VA does very well, is they do a lot of studies on what's going on with the troops when they get home. And they realize that just being in the war zone and Scud missiles, let's say the Scud missiles or the mortar fire, that is enough to cause post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, well, you're there when incoming's going on. You're picking up your buddies. You've got stuff going on like that. But again, then we have to guard against people abusing us, because there are in every instance when people can receive a benefit, there can be people taking advantage of it.
And there are those out there that are taking advantage of it. But I'd have to say there's more that are entitled than there are that are abusing. It's just like someone wearing an officer's uniform that never earned that. I mean, you're going to find that everywhere. One of the things I did find out at my local VA is you have to be careful when you're sitting in those chairs, because there's a lot of veteran advocates, or they think they are, and they start barking out, I've got 100% for a diabetes claim. Well, you can't get 100% for a diabetes claim. However, you can get 100% if you have some severe residuals as a result of your diabetes, which, again, is an Agent Orange-borne ailment. You have to be careful, because a lot of folks out there are giving misinformation. And what I became about 2 years ago when I started this outreach is I found out there was not enough good information. So that's why I come up here to Reading. A nice little 600-mile ride from Victorville, and I love it up here. The folks up here are great. The veterans are very receptive. And I understand that there's some great service officers up here as well, but I'm just here to assist.
Well, the thing about it also is that there are so many people that think they're experts, just like you said. And you hear so much, rumor control. Yeah, I heard it on the last stall on the left, so it must be true.
Correct.
We call it a different name, and I can't say right here.
Well, yesterday when they had a tribute to the vets out at in Anderson, I was sitting next to Kim Chamberlain, and we were talking earlier in the show about the sprinkles that were coming and the looming clouds. And I looked at her and I said, wow, think of what these guys went through. You couldn't go anywhere. It's like almost a feeling of you're serving your country, but where the mind has to go, especially those who are drafted. They were drafted and they were serving their country. Those who enlisted, I'm sure, they yee-haw, who won? It's cool. Don't worry. So those who were drafted and being in a situation where it's almost like being claustrophobic, where you can't, you're in a goalie somewhere. You can't move. You can't go anywhere. What goes on with your mind about this feeling of just, the psychological part of what it is to serve in a war and watch your friends being killed in bombs and to see families, it goes beyond me. So I can just imagine one has to be so strong, and then when they get back in society, I can understand it can be so hard to relate to, you know, somebody with an attitude at a gas pump.
Yes. One of the things that I found is, in just what you're talking about, the biggest example that I have is my Vietnam vets. One day they were in the jungle, the next day they were on the streets. There was no debriefing process. And I have to put my hands out to the Army. They've started a yellow ribbon reintegration program, and that's part of a debriefing process. So you're right. Men and women are out there in Afghanistan right now. They don't know what's going to happen next. God bless them. They're out there to serve our country, whatever direction we have to go in to serve and protect the United States of America. But they're there with the commitment. And when they come home, we have to be committed when they come home to take care of them.
You know, and that's one of the things, too, is that we've got to take a break here a bit. I don't know if we were prepared for having I don't know if you call it a serial war. That's been going on for 9 years now, and the number of young men and women who have served and who are now coming home to, an economy that's not good, they've earned so many of the benefits to go to school and such, but a lot of them are coming home with post-traumatic stress. A lot of them are coming home with traumatic brain injury. It's a different war. It was fought differently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan seems like it's going to be more of a conventional war than it was in Iraq, but still. We've got to take care of them. We've got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:54 in the morning. Carl Lindebaugh, 605-4567, if you got a question for Gary. Gary Douglas is a veterans advocate. He's doing seminars, so he's going to help veterans with their claims, show them how to make claims. And, in fact, Gary, how do you make a claim, and how do you make it successful?
And that's a great point that we need to talk about to your listeners out there. What is an actual in-service claim? Some guys, maybe 10 years ago, they fell off the roof, and let's say they were in the service 20 years ago. That's not a service-connected claim. A service-connected claim is anything that was caused by your military service. You could have been playing softball and twisted your knee. That's a service-connected condition. A lot of vets need to understand that you just can't file those claims without what the VA calls is a nexus and an etiology. The nexus is the actual injury. The etiology is the continuing of treatment. And they do look for the continuity of care. A lot of my vets come to me and they don't have that information. Well, if you don't have that information, you don't have a very good claim. So I try to help them to build that, showing them what they need to do.
Okay. I used to play football for the Marine Corps, and we had a very promising young Marine just destroy his knees in one play. And that was the exact second I decided to stop playing football for the Marine Corps. But he was medically discharged and had nothing to do with combat. He was playing football.
Yes.
So, I mean, what a perfect example that is. Okay. There people come down to Tobacco and Brew today, and you're starting at 9 o'clock. You're going to be going all day today, tomorrow, and Wednesday,
correct.
Marine Corps birthday. And then you're going to still be around on the 11th because you're going to be out at IGO. There's a big ceremony, of course, out at IGO on Veterans Day. You'll be out there as a speaker. How do people get a hold of you, Gary? Or who do they get a hold of? I know the Mojo, the Mauricio Hannesson AmVets. post number four is the one putting this on. How do people get a hold of you if they need to ask a question?
Well, we have Greg Rafa, and I don't have his phone number in front of me, but he is the AmVets Mojo do-it-all right now. If anybody knows Greg Rafa, he's a great source to get hold of. But I want to talk about our service officer up here, Mr. Henry Kaler, who's been dedicated for a lot of years with us. We do have service officers in the area, American Vets. You can find us if you'll go to calambets.com. There's a listing of all the service officers in the state. You can get a hold of me as I do travel the state. My personal company cell is 760-514-6244. Again, 760-514-6244. And you can email me at G Douglas. That's G Douglas with one S at amvetsfoundation.com. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that can. I would like to touch something really briefly about the new presumptives that just came out. There are widows out there that they've lost their husbands to Parkinson's, ALS, ischemic heart disease. Since the law has now changed and passed, you are now entitled to a widow's pension, a DIC is what we call it. So that's one of the good things about these new presumptives when they come up. Maybe one moment there's no benefit, but then the next moment there is. Now, the DIC is up to $1,400 a month. The widow gets an ID bag for base privileges. They get all the tax breaks, just like if the husband was still here or the wife. But the bottom line is when there's new presumptives added on, you need to watch them. And if your loved one has suffered those effects on their, and it has to be recorded on their death certificate, then there is entitlement to a widow's pension.
Oh. That's new, and that's
very informative.
That's important.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, our guest has been Gary Douglas. He's with the AmVets. He's been brought up here by the Marisha Hannison, post number four, the American Veterans. Greg Rafa, who is in charge of that, at least until he can find one of our younger veterans that can come in there and take
you,
over from
Greg.
Him. And you're going to be at Tobacco and Brew, one of our favorite places at the city, 2143, great humidors. Great people. Joe and Shelley, this does not surprise us a bit that they're supporting us.
They give.
You know what?
It's phenomenal how much
it
they
is.
Give.
Joe and Shelley from Tobacco and Brew, I mean, what a great couple, what great Americans they are for our community and for the veterans. I can't say enough about them. Our next hour, we're going to be talking with our newest radio show that's going to be debuting next Sunday, Sovereign Mind. Just what exactly does that mean? This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And callers only, and did not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:05, November 8th. We have proclaimed this week to be North State Veterans Week. I don't know. Can we do that? Anyway.
Well, absolutely. We just heard the trumpet blow. 38 degrees right now. If you're just tuning in, yes, it is Free Fire Radio. Here on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 60. And you're going to be having a little bit of a wind from 4 to 7 miles per hour coming from the northwest tonight. Partly cloudy with a low of around 38. Ooh, we put the windows open last night. The down comforter on. Felt so good. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain after 10 a.m., increasing clouds with a high of 57. So we've got some wonderful weather, some very fall weather ahead of us right now. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. I just talked with Candace Lavolsi and Rick Hill. They had a wonderful weekend of music. You might definitely want to go check the website out at Seven Hills Land Company and or KCNR1460.com and see the music series. I'll be out there the 19th. Of November with my trio, and we've got all kinds of wonderful music coming up there. Right now, before we go to our new show that's launching, we have a special guest to tell us about a really wonderful event that's going on in town. Judy Gama, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, my name's Judy Gama.
Gama.
Gamma's two M's. We're one.
I am so sorry. Judy Gama.
Now, anyway. See, I would have said Gamma with two M's instead of with one. That's just me, though.
All right.
Okay. Gamma's Greek. We're Portuguese.
Okay.
that's differentiate. Anyway, I am here to talk about the American Legion Christmas Bazaar and Craft Fair that is coming up this weekend. It's November 12th and 13th. On Friday, it's from 8 in the morning until 6. On Saturday, it's from 9 till 3. We hold this every year. The monies that we collect from our table rentals goes to help children and youth in our community, all through the county, and also to help veteran affairs and rehabilitation. And some of the places that our money has gone to in the last month has been down to the Veterans Clinic. We have bought a flat-screen TV that they need down there, plus 3 biofeedback for pain management.
Oh, my gosh.
Very expensive items, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So that's where our monies go. So we hope everybody will come down there. We have a lot of new vendors, exciting things. I brought you a little sample of some peppermint bark that we made that we're going to be selling.
Oh.
So we hope everybody will come down and join us, rain or shine.
Bob just turned it to like, oh, peppermint bark.
And this is from the American Legion Auxiliary?
Auxiliary in Reading, Unit 197.
What kind of stuff will be there? So if people are looking for Christmas presents, I'd say this is the way to go because you're supporting, while you're buying presents for your loved ones, you're putting back into, you know, the different things that you were talking about, the backpacks, the
that's green TV.
Yeah, wow. Well, not only that, but you also did the biofeedback machines, yeah. Stuff like that. That is so cool, through buying things at the bazaar. So what kind of things do we have?
We have wonderful Christmas gifts for all ages. Really unique items for boys, girls, men and women. Lots of really fun things. Lots of Christmas decorations. Unusual foods there. Just lots and lots of items. Of some clothing, a lot of homemade quilts, a lot of unexpected surprises. So they have to come down and see that.
Homemade quilts, those are cool.
They are. And so I want to remind them that it's at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street, right next to the old post office. There's plenty of parking across the street. There is no admission fee. We do have a refreshment snack bar there. So we hope they come down and join us.
November 12th and 13th. November 12th, Friday, will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on the 13th, it will be from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., which gives you plenty of time then to get down to Restrepo.
Right. We know there's a lot of other bazaars and craft fair going on, but this one helps our veterans, so we hope they come down
like
and support
this
us.
One. We like this.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Judy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming aboard today. And we're going to be talking about this all week, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for what you do for us.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, Elizabeth from the, I'm sorry, Terry. Well, you know what? Before we take this, just go to Terry. Terry.
Hey, buddy. How
we,
you doing?
We know you've only got just limited time. You're such a busy guy. You're calling in for the Reading Tea Party.
Yes, I am. Tonight, it's 6 o'clock at Bonneview Baptist Church. We're going to be talking a lot about our veterans. And there's an event going on at the Cascade Theater that'll be neat if people want to go to that. There's a wine and appetizer reception, and Selmo Vineyards and Cal D. Mercurio, I guess, are doing the food and the wine. And there's a silent auction and a raffle. And all the money goes to the vets as far as for the chapel up at the cemetery, which I think is a great cause. We also have a food drive going on right now. We have 13 different locations in the city of Reading. We'll be announcing that tonight, and it's a special week. I mean, I can't say enough about what you and your wife do for the veterans. I mean, and Shelley, I mean, how awesome is she?
Yes.
You guys are Shelley incredible, and it's, you know, this is something I know with our group in Reading. We have, in the Reading Tea Party, I would say at least 40% of all the people who are involved in the Reading Tea Party are veterans. And, you know, there just really isn't enough we can do for them. There isn't enough thanks we can give them. And this week's going to be dedicated to that.
Well, that's great. You know, Terry, we appreciate that. You know, I hope that you tell your people and tell all the people tonight that Restrepo on Saturday, we're going to be starting at 6 p.m. down at the Convention Center at the Veterans Garden at 6 p.m. for Pledge of Allegiance, 21-gun salute, and then an escort from the PGR to Cascade Theater, and at which point, then at 7:30, they're going to have the movie Restrepo, that documentary they made in Afghanistan, and one of the young men that was in that documentary, Ted Donahoe Jr., will be there to be able to answer questions.
Oh, buddy, that's going to be absolutely great.
I hope people can get together for that, and it doesn't take a stance on the war. It just talks about, and it shows, our young men and women under war.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Okay. Hey, well, thank you so much for calling in, and one more time, that's tonight at 6 p.m.?
Yes, it is tonight, 6 o'clock, Bonnie View Baptist Church, and hope we see everybody there.
All right.
Thanks so much, Terry.
All right, you too.
All right. Hey, this is Carlin Abbott, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. November 8th on Veterans Week, right here in the North State.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You've been hearing us talking a lot this morning about so many events that go on. They do have a community room there at Tobacco and Brew that is free to the public. This is one of the things that Joe and Shelley do, that the owners of Tobacco and Brew, where they serve the community. There is also a fabulous walk-in humidor and coffees. I mean, the coffee, by the way, you can buy your beans. I've been putting off buying my beans till I can get there and buy my beans, because it's a 16-ounce bag, by the way, and a phenomenal coffee and great service. And they have all the little tchotchke stuff for your coffees, too. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you there throughout the week, 8:16 in the morning, November 8th. Here on KCNR 1460.
Veterans Week. But it's also a week that we're getting ready to introduce another show. You know that one of the reasons that we began KCNR was we wanted to make it community radio. And how do you get community radio, yet still keep people occupied 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, is that, we have our syndicated shows, as you know. You know, Linda and I are on from 7 to 9 every morning. Jim Bremer, of course, has the news from 6 to 7. And if you haven't heard him doing the news, do yourself a favor. Listen to a real pro. He picks up the news. He does. He handles it. His commentary is just outstanding. Then after us, of course, is Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, and the ever, ever controversial Michael Savage, followed by Tom Sullivan, except on Thursday nights. And we have another local show. It's Linda with On the Spot with Linda Bott.
Michael Savage is my guilty pleasure. What can I say?
You know what? Michael Savage is, sometimes I sit there and I'm screaming, yeah, yeah. Other times I'm going, who is this crazy man?
He's like getting drunk on chocolate.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm a little hungover, a little ticked off that I did it, but I love it.
Yeah, and you know what? The next day you really won't be in trouble. Okay, and then we have Laura Ingram, Dr. Laura. We're going to be changing Dr. Laura out because...
She's quitting.
She's had enough. She says, ooh. So
yeah.
We're going to be replacing her. And then, of course, Phil Hendry, and we start all over again. But the heart of our station is our local programming on Saturday and Sunday.
That is the heart.
You know what? This is community radio at its best. It starts at 7 o'clock in the morning with Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. And you know what? If you can't sell it on their show, then maybe you shouldn't be selling it. And then, of course,
it's got to be very popular.
It is very popular. And in fact, we had to tell them to us, that when he's going around town ringing that cowbell with yelling KCNR, maybe you might want to tone that one down a little bit. Then Kurt Largent and Anything You Want to Know About Real Estate. But he goes into so many different things. And as Kurt Largent says, you want the best, then hire the best, and it's Kurt Largent. Alana Burke, commentary. Conservative commentary. You can read about her in the the Record Searchlight. She takes them on. She's got a national audience. And, of course, Dr. Trudy Pratt talking about wellness. Besides the fact that she talks about all these different subjects, that
and
she
has great
health
guests.
And wellness, and great guests that we poach all the time. She's also a chiropractor, and she has made, my old beat-up body feel great with just, the work she's done as a chiropractor. And then, of course, Nancy Sutton Pierce. What can you say about
Conscious
her?
Conscious Living Show.
And she...
She crosses she covers everything. Online. Again, wellness, authors, recently an inventor, talking about how to increase your, you know, your level of energy through hormone, the correct kind of hormone imbalances and therapies, et cetera. Plus, she's now writing a column, As You Desire, for on A News Cafe, which is sex column.
But we can't say that, really. Well, we can. It's that you can find that News Cafe. And then, of course, we have Psych Talk with Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, and they're talking about relationships, you know, things that, that can help your, you know, your move forward in a positive way. And then at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, Marketing Your Business, Curtis and Jackie Jolly. And I tell you what, social media, marketing your business, how to move forward with your business. They're, you know, they have an outstanding show. Plus, they also own ShastaTradingPost.com, which is in like, I don't know, 15 or 16 counties now.
And growing.
And growing every day. And then, of course, and to finish up on Saturdays is our own Bad Bob and his beautiful wife, Brenda, doing Boomer Tech. And that's talking about those technology advances, those things that people our age that we're just a little bit afraid of electricity and computers can do.
And we were just talking before we came in, you know, Bob is always so informative on the newest gadget and what's happening with Verizon.
Well, we're announcing the launching of our new Boomer Tech Radio blog, and you can link that right off the KCNR page, and we'll be updating that on a daily basis with things that I find interesting from my point of view as far as technology goes.
Great. Okay, and then we go to Sunday, and we start out with... We start out with a wake with the Aaron and Elizabeth and We the People. That's, you know, they're We the People, and they're talking. They're out of the Reading Tea Party, and they talk about a number of different subjects that are near and dear to the heart of the people in the North State. Just like an example yesterday, Doug Amalfa was on talking about the budget and this. A newer show. It's been on the air for probably about a month now, and outstanding show. After that, Around the House, Carl Hawkins. It talks about everything that you need to do to fix around your house, in your garage, outdoors. He's had this show for a number of years and is the man to go to if you've got a question about any type of thing around your house, and he's a local guy. Wake Up Call, Doug Craig, Dr. Doug Craig.
We love that show. We love them all.
Yeah, and he talks about global warming. He talks about businesses that are helping the environment and our economy, and he's not afraid to take on controversy. After that, Donnie Greenberg, Brunch with Donnie. And she is from News Cafe, of course, and her guest...
Creator of,
and guests from all over the world, literally. And so you can have a great time with that.
No, nice to have such a great personality such as Donnie as well on our Sunday lineup.
That's right. And then after that, Bridal Talk with Don Shulman. Anything you want to know about a wedding, it's Don Shulman.
And trust me, there's a lot.
There's a lot. And he is a man of inestimable energy. So, and that evening from 6 to 8, we have on Genesis Generation four teams of an older and younger generation to discuss morality, those questions that sometimes come up that you're not quite sure of how what the answer should be, and how to, you know, go into yourself and to get help with some of the questions. And after that, starting this Sunday, debuting at 8 p.m. this Sunday, Sovereign Minds. And the gents that are putting it on, let me welcome William Whitecrow and Nate.
Hi,
good morning.
Hello. Thank you.
That was a hell of a long introduction, but we know this is the heart of it, and this is another show we're introducing. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, the rest of our show is going to be devoted to talking about
Sovereign Mind.
What's that mean? KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. My drum all day. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media, 8:27 in the morning.
Should be dancing down Market Street.
Yeah, we will be. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567, or start chatting with us. KCNR1460.com. You know, it's funny, you know, that we, now that we're chatting, people chat with us a lot. And
chat room is open.
Yeah, it's always open.
And yes, we are introducing the new show right now.
Yes, okay, we're getting ready. All right. William Whitecrow and Nate, who goes by Nate.
That's cool.
Sovereign Minds. Okay.
Like share.
Like share.
Get in there on that mic.
Okay,
oh, buddy, don't
okay.
be afraid.
William, tell us what the show's about.
Well, basically, a Sovereign Minds is based on things that you normally don't hear in your mainstream media a lot. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve, the IRS, things of this nature, and we want your input on what's going on out there in the community. We're a community-based organization, basically, and things that I've done in my lifetime. I've lived on an Indian reservation, things. I've seen what the government has done in many situations, some good, some bad. I mean, you all agree with that. Some things have a very positive note and some things don't. But the Sovereign Mind aspect of the radio show here is allowing individuals to have their sovereignty in their own personal thinking and what they think and how things are going in their life and what they see happening in the world today. Not only the world around us, but in our local communities with our political situation, the medical situation that's going on, health care bills, disclosure, quite a few other things.
Okay, Nate, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a little bit, you're probably one of our younger participants.
Yeah, I'm 31, so I'm getting up there a little bit, I guess, but not as young or as old as these other vets. But
he's not old yet.
But yeah, so I went to the Navy in 98 to 2002. I was over there during September 11th on my aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. And but it reminds me, I want to say happy Veterans Week.
Definitely.
To everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
And thank you for your service.
That's right.
Both of you.
Both of you.
Thank you very much.
And then after the Navy, I went and graduated from Chico State. And then I've been out for 2.5 years now trying to run my own business and everything. But I've been getting really political since I got out of the military. I wasn't really political in the military, but right when I got out is when I saw it. And going to a liberal school like Chico State, and they're always saying, you know, they were anti-Bush, which got me into Bush, right? So I figured he was the one that was saying, talking for the Constitution and all that. So I went with Bush. But then after that, I saw the stimulus, I saw the bailouts, and I saw everything like that. So I started kind of getting a critical eye on the government itself. And then when you see that, you can start seeing a whole range of takeovers that are happening.
Now, in case you're not getting the sense of this show, I've always wanted to have a show called North State Conspiracy Theory. Well, this may not be exactly that show, but there's going to be a lot of questions for people.
Definitely.
Coming back, we're going to take your calls, 605-4567. Now's the time, and the chat room is open. We'll be back right after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carlo Lindabad. It's 8:34 in the morning on Veterans Week in North State. We have proclaimed this week to be Veterans Week in the North State. Started Saturday with the parade. It's going to finish up next Sunday, but for sure Saturday night with Restrepo down at the Cascade Theater. And we hope that all of our friends join us for that. And it's going to be a great event. We're also introducing a new show called Sovereign Minds, and our host of the show, William Whitecrow and Nate, are here with us. You know, when you're talking about the show, and you said you're going to be discussing the Federal Reserve, isn't the Federal Reserve part of the government?
It's an interesting question that you ask right there, and it's a real good one. A lot of people really don't know that the Federal Reserve is not a part of the United States government. It's just like Federal Express. You know, that's not a part of the United States government, but they do a lot of things within our country. One of the things also that is happening with the Federal Reserve System, a lot of people don't know that your dollar has interest put on it. It's taxed before you even get it. So how can a person come out of debt? How can a country come out of debt when you have something along that line going on?
Yeah, absolutely. The Federal Reserve, a lot of people don't know this in the history of our country alone. It's been going on before our country. Also, the same money people. It's called the money makers, the money changers. But we've had our system of money switch hands 8 different times just in our country.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. This is just one of the subjects you're going to be talking about.
Yes, yes. We're going to be talking about
that. Wow, that'll be interesting. I'll bet you get some calls and write-ins on that.
Oh, yeah. How about chemtrails?
Chemtrails, very important thing that's going on out there. A lot of people don't know the Mount Shasta a few years back when they did a scientific study on there in the snow and everything had a lot of these chemicals, the highest in the nation, as a matter of fact, as far as the chemicals concerning the chemtrail, aluminum, barium, things of this nature.
And so that's going to really fire people up because you'll hear people say that is absolutely caca. And then you'll go, no, but here's the fact. So that's what, when we were talking about the fact your show is going to make people think.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we want.
What if?
Yeah, we want everybody to look up everything we tell them because the information's out there.
Definitely.
You just have to go find it because it's not going to be presented to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But there can be different ways of looking at deficit information, too. You know, I mean, because I will argue with you. And I'll call in the show and argue when we start talking chemtrails.
Good.
Okay, this Sunday night.
I have a real hard problem with that one.
This Sunday night you launch. It's your debut. What will be the subject matter tonight? Where do we begin?
Federal Reserve System. That's
the very beginning. That's the absolute problem right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, again, these are ideas that you have that that you've researched, but other people are going to not necessarily believe that.
Very true.
In some cases, it looks like you've got 5 people controlling all the money in the world.
A lot of people like to look at it that way, really. As far as the researchers have done and people I've listened to, they say around 120. So,
120.
You know, it really depends on the party.
Yeah, it's called the Bilderberg Group,
yes.
And they meet every year around the world. And it's the top 120 people that own. It's the Queen of England. It's the Rothschilds. It's the Rockefellers.
So you got Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Vanderbilt,
Carnegies. Carnegies. I mean, it goes on.
But they also is it a European American type thing, or are there Middle East? It's everybody.
This is a one world government. They want one world government. They want us all to pay our carbon taxes to the IMF.
Yes.
And they want
They
want a global government. That's what they're pushing for. And they used to say we were lying about it 10 years ago. Now you can see that they talk about it. That there is a global government push towards it.
Well, everybody's seeing that really right now.
If you're just tuning in, the show that begins, debuts this Sunday night, 8 p.m., is Sovereign Minds. Get your goat, get your books out, start questioning. That's what this is about. These guys have come together. They've been asking for some time that they want to get on the air and they want to talk about something they're very passionate about. How do you feel? What do you think? And that's what this show is, very thought-provoking. Sovereign Minds. Show two
is going to be on Kennedy. We're going to talk about, since the next show will be the day before Kennedy assassination, we're going to be talking about him, talking about some of the government situations there, how he also wanted to close down the Federal Reserve and have the United States, for the first time in a long time, print their own money, free, tax-free.
Wouldn't that be nice?
If you look at all the presidents that have been assassinated, they've all done things to make moves towards ending. Now it's the Federal Reserve, but like I said before, it's changed hands 8 times. So they've had it three other times besides this. Now they have the Federal Reserve. Every single time we've had presidents fight against it, and they've been...
Well, you know what? You know, I like a show like this because, you know, some people are going... You know, it has taken a while to get the show on, and Nate and William will tell you this, is that we just didn't say yeah. We've turned down shows. For our station here, we've gone through tapings, we've gone through various discussions about this on what exactly the show is going to be saying, and that there may be things you don't agree with. You may think that they're
definitely.
You know, that they are so far off the track that, you know, how could they even be thinking that? However, when we have discussed this show with a number of different people, one of them said, you know, I don't agree with a lot of these theories.
Sure.
But I sure have my own pet ones, and in this case it was food.
And we want to hear
things going on about our food supply here in the United States. You know, I don't believe about that, but this I know is true. So,
mm-hmm.
You know what? I think you're going to hit on a number
meaning
of
the person
subjects.
You were talking
number
to.
The person I was talking to. That everybody had. And then other people I've talked to, they said, "Oh yeah," and they looked at the outline, they go, "Oh no, they you know, this is further than they said." And I'm thinking, am I the only one?
Now, Nate, I want to ask you, and I know we're going to have to take a break. Before we take a break, I really want to ask you. You were serving on a naval aircraft during 9/11.
Yes.
Boom. The information comes on the ship.
You're in the Straits of Hormuz.
Okay. Tell us the name of the carrier.
I was on the USS Carl Vinson, And we were headed into the Straits of Hormuz. It goes in, that'd be above, below Iran, and you know where Iraq would be in Kuwait and all right. that. So we had to turn around. Right when Afghanistan hit, we turned around and met the USS Enterprise and started bombing Afghanistan after that, 3 days after.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, help me, because, of course, I'm a girl and I visualize. What can I say? I'm really a visual person. I want you to paint the picture for me on the moment you all on the carrier, got the news. We'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:44 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567.
You looking for that military cut?
You looking for that haircut? Then you know, go down to Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black just got my hair cut Thursday, and they do a great job. And it's going to be in uniform. Got the Marine Corps ball coming up here Wednesday. You know what? They give great haircuts. Great prices, and if you're a veteran, you get a discount. I can't say much more than that, except it's man's last stronghold. You're not going to find Oprah. You're not going to find Dr. Phil. You're just going to find great haircuts, great conversation, and strange animals' heads are on the wall, something I've never even seen before, and I'm not sure how they got that. And I never knew, like, you know, a rabbit could have, like, antlers.
A jackalope.
Yeah, a jackalope. Okay, hey, our guests are William White Crow and Nate from Sovereign Mind.
A show debuting right here on KCNR Sunday at 8 p.m., covering some very controversial subjects, some that make you may want you to just turn off the radio immediately, may be your guilty pleasure, may be that will just light your fire so much you're going to pick up the phone and engage.
We hope.
Of course, it'll be in a civil manner because we don't accept anything else. But before we left, Nate, one of the things that I had asked you is that you were on this naval carrier during the moment that you heard about 9/11. 9/11 had just happened, of course. Devastating for our country, for our world. What happened in the moment? Give us the 24-hour period after getting the news.
All right. Well, I worked nights, so I woke up, and it was 4 in the afternoon over there, and my friend and I went to the gym because we'd always work out before work, and then after we got back, it was happening. So it started right when we were at the gym, and then all of a sudden, we got back into our berthing, and everybody was gathered around the TV watching all this watch it happen. And so after that, everybody just did what we had to do. We all just went into our respective places, and then we started building all our bombs. We'd start working 18-hour days after that for 111 days straight.
Did anybody on your carrier lose somebody, a family member, in the World Trade Center attacks?
No, not that I know of, but I know we had a bunch of people worried because we had a lot of people from Boston area and from New York area. But not that I didn't hear anybody losing anybody.
Okay.
Thank God for that.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to Sovereign Minds. Now, other things I think you're going to be discussing. UFOs.
Yes, definitely. Disclosure projects.
Disclosure projects. Mm-hmm. Area 51.
Definitely. I've done personal research in Area 51, S-4, Dugway Proving Grounds, things of this nature, Denver Airport, quite a few different things.
It's not a well-known fact, but Bad Bob was captured one time trying to stealth into Area 51.
Oh, and fantastic,
and
Bob.
They kept him. We're not sure how long they kept him. Bad Bob, but anyway. Okay.
Just a little side.
Okay, now, so UFO. Okay, now, Atlantis.
Atlantis, very good. You're talking about Atlantis, the island of Mu, quite a few different ancient civilizations there. And we can even go back further, not further than that, but another civilization, ancient Sumerian civilizations, interaction with extraterrestrials that is believed, according to Zechariah Sitchin's work, and George Norrie, I've talked to him. There's a lot of very interesting subjects that we can talk about in that area.
Well, it sounds like that you all are going to be our own North State questions. Getting into these theories too, and I know that one of the things that we've all talked about, Nate and William, is that the you want to bring it in from different areas too. Some people
Definitely.
Think one thing, so other people think another, but everybody agrees something's going on.
Right.
It's just which direction.
Exactly. And now what we're doing here with this radio station is basically peeking people's minds. We want you to start and, you know, kind of wake up, ask the questions yourself. And then if you hear something we're doing here, do your research, check it out.
Yeah. That's how I found out about it. I tried to prove everything wrong.
Yes.
I want to prove it wrong, and I couldn't. I mean, I had to look at the evidence, and I just had to see what I saw. So
right now you're wearing a T-shirt. Tell our listeners, because, of course, they can't see it.
It's a good-looking T-shirt.
It's got a picture of our president, Barack Obama, on it, and it says his real name, Barry Satoru, though. And just in case anybody didn't know, he changed his name to Barack Obama when he went Muslim.
Definitely. You're going to find all kinds of information.
You're going to have a lot of people going to question you on that.
Good.
Because,
I'll
question you on that, too. But this is a show that's going to elicit controversy. We realize that, but it's also going to be done also in good humor and in good
definitely.
Taste.
Here,
there are a lot of people that are looking at this too. There are millions of people, so it's not just a fringe anymore. A lot of people are.
Well, we want
up.
You to ask these questions.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're correct in the fact that it's not a fringe anymore. Several of the topics that you've talked about tonight have been something that have
mainstream.
That the documentaries. I mean, what makes good entertainment is, you know, thought provoking. Topics, and so that's what you're going to be talking about. Sovereign Minds debuts Sunday at 8 p.m.
This is Carl and about. We're going to take a quick break here before we come back with our newest show, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It's 8:55 in the morning. Our guests are William White Crow and Nate, who are putting on our newest show. It's going to start this Sunday at 8 p.m. It's called Sovereign Minds. It's going to be a show that's going to ask a lot of questions. It's going to take stances that you maybe are not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with them, I'll tell you, on some of them. But then again, it's going to be a show that I think is going to be thought-provoking.
Pushes your buttons.
And it's going to push your buttons, and you need to listen to this.
605-4567. We're taking your calls. Chat room's doing weird things again. I don't
think
know.
The Bildenbergs have taken over the chat room, whoever they are.
Heather screwed us up about, 3 weeks ago. Somebody came in.
Yeah,
I don't know who Heather is, but she came in and bombed our chat room. And since then, we've tried to rebuild it and so on and so forth.
So people that know Heather, thank you very much, Heather, for this.
Yeah.
I know you weren't trying to do this. You know, somebody's come up to me and told me. But Heather, you know, you're a real pain in the butt. So thank you very much.
And so what we're doing now is, why we got the guys here, William and Nate, we've got about 4 minutes left. Why don't you just give us a call, 605-4567. Ask what's on your mind. How is this making you feel? That's the whole thing. It's like, we go through life and we are in our existence.
Our comfort zone.
Yes. And sometimes we're in our comfort zone and sometimes we are not in our comfort zone. And sometimes when we're not in our comfort zone, it's because we're forced to have to do things we don't really want to do, like pay taxes.
Yep.
But anyway, so.
You don't have to do that, actually.
It wasn't ratified, but that's another show.
You might ask what's his name, Snipes, the actor, after 2 years in jail,
yes.
He has to pay taxes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, real good. But the fact of the matter is, when you really do your research, and like we have and everything, you'll find out that actual thing was never ratified. But like we said, that's another show down the road.
Yeah.
In fact, you've got the first 7 or 8 shows, I think.
Lined up.
Yeah, we do.
Oh yeah.
And you'll have a website out, but the show is called Sovereign Minds.
And
wow.
Yeah, when just the last couple minutes, one more time. It's a show that's going to look at different theories.
Yes,
that
yes.
People have been talking about for years. It's funny how those theories at one time were thought to be way out there. Now are on mainstream cable shows.
Definitely.
They're on news shows.
Oh, yeah.
They're discussed all the time. And in fact, and this is one of your favorite people, Jesse Ventura. Okay. He's got his own little show.
Don't get me started on that one.
Yeah, he has the show and everything, but we like to kind of stay within the reality group here. And the show is basically so you can express your feelings and everything here, too.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you have to say as a community on really what's going on. Because I know a lot of you aren't satisfied out there. That's why we have the Tea Party. And let's keep that Tea Party going, because we really need things like that. This is a grassroots organization. And we're backing these type of people up. We want America to be free once more. We want American people to know exactly what's really going on out there. And we hope we've perked your minds up so you're going to call in and even challenge us on some of these things. And that's the name of the game. That's America.
It doesn't mean that when we were talking about bringing it on, it doesn't mean that we agree with most of them, some of them, half of them. The fact is, though, it's a type of show that you listen to, and if you don't agree with it, you call them up and go, wait a minute, that for one,
let
is
us
possible.
Know.
I think on some level, Carl and I, we put our toes in the water, in the sense that. Not everything that we have on our program. I mean, when you think of talk radio, it's a conservative. But no, we decided we are going to open our radio station, especially for local programming, for people across the board in our community, because those are your neighbors.
Very true, very true. They're not only your neighbors, they're your friends, they're your uncles, they're your aunts, they're your children, they're everybody. You know, so we've got a lot of good response so far from the public that we've talked to, and they're ready to go out there. It really sounds
good. You guys sound like you're ready to go, too.
Oh, we are. We're hopping ready.
Sunday
Nate
night.
Here,
I've been holding them back.
Oh, man.
I've been holding them back here for
Sunday
a few
night,
weeks.
8 p.m. You don't want to miss it. I think you guys might, some of you might get your burr up. That would be good for you to get your burr up.
That's what we want to do.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I got something stuck in your craw. Here you go. Also, we're looking at, in the next couple of weeks, a couple of new shows that are coming up, completely different, but also fit so well into our North State, and we'll be talking about those, too. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Charlie Thompson on, and she's going to be talking about Christmas for the Troops.
Christmas for the Troops, November 20th, down at Fresero Hall.
Yeah, we're going to be talking also to a gent whose father wrote a book called Walkout. And Mike's been on the show before and is well known in the community. But his dad was shot down over Paris, France during World War II walked out. Wrote a great book. You know, most of the time when you look at books that have been written in this, read this book. And when I did, okay, it's really a good book. And it's out now and you can get that. It's How He Escaped from France during World War II.
Fantastic.
Hey, Nate and William Whitecrow, thank you so much for being on today, and we can't wait to hear your show on Sunday.
We're looking forward to
Thanks for having us.
Just remember, thank a veteran. This whole week we're going to be giving tributes to veterans, and there's so many things going on this week, and that's what we're all about
This is Veterans Week on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, thanks for listening today, and just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.